That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Justice of the Peace Edwards hastily adjourned the civil trial of Hodgkins versus Peabody when, as Abner's attorney, he made some remarks in his opening statement to the court, which could lead to the indictment of Abner on a charge of bribing a judge. Well, now we'll soon see what happens next. Has it ever occurred to you, friends, how many people keep up a fast pace, and then when nature rebels, they find it far from pleasant? There may have been times when this has happened to you. Well, when you're not careful and a touch of acid indigestion follows a hurriedly eaten meal, that's the time to call on Alka-Seltzer to help bring fast relief. Only after you've actually used Alka-Seltzer can you know and appreciate what it can do for you. It can help you over much of your discomfort so quickly. So get a package of effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist right away. Or get an Alka-Seltzer at the soda fountain. And remember, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the participants in the case gathered in the Jotham Town store with the trial already in session. Attorney for the plaintiff, Squire Skimp, is questioning his client, Ira Hodgkins. Listen.
Now then, Mr. Hodgkins, you stated that you found your missing bull in a ditch beside Highway Number 16. That's correct, is it not?
You betcha that's correct.
In what state was the bull when you found him?
You're right in the state of Arkansas, natural.
Yes, I know where. I mean, what condition was he in?
Well, I couldn't tell. He was dead.
All right, he was dead then. Now, could you tell from your examination by what means the bull had met its death?
Why, sure. That gum robot killed it.
I object. The witness is merely expressing an opinion. Objection sustained.
Ari, just tell us, if you can, how could you tell by looking at the bull how it died? In other words, did it look as though it had died from natural cause, or had it been struck by something?
Why, it'd been struck with something. You could tell that by looking at its head.
Yes, all right. Did you find anything else near the bull?
Yes, sir. I found the 10 kneecap off him at that gun robot.
I object. It ain't been proved that that was Robert's kneecap.
Yeah, all right, we'll prove that later. For the present, Your Honor, we would like to introduce this kneecap or piece of tin or whatever it is as evidence.
All right, Grandpap, mark that as Exhibit A.
Yeah, all right. Oh, this is Robert's kneecap, all right. Ain't no two ways about it.
Grandpap, just do what I told you to and don't make no comments. Go ahead, Squire.
Well, just one more question. Mr. Hodgkins, would you say that bull was of considerable value to you?
You bet I do.
I object.
I was aiming on entering him in the county fair next fall.
I said I object.
I was bound to win first prize with him.
Can't you hear me objecting? That's nothing but a personal opinion.
Well, I'm through, Your Honor. You may take the witness, Lum.
All right, that's better. Now, wait a minute. I better get down around in front of my desk here, as long as I'm being a lawyer instead of the judge. Mr. Hodgkins, did you ever raise a bull before that won any prize at the county fair?
Well, no, but by jinx, the sheriff would have.
Just answer my question and don't add nothing. Did you actually see Robert the robot kill your bull?
Well, no, but I know good and well.
That's enough. Ira, you said you found your bull laying there in a ditch alongside of Highway 16. Do you own that property there where you found him at?
Why, of course not. That there belongs to the county.
All right. Do you make a habit of letting your stock run loose that way?
Well, no. Now, wait a minute. If you were trying
just
to prove...
Just answer my question, Harry. Do you know there's a law against letting your stock run at large in any district where the lands has been fenced in?
I object, Your Honor. There was nothing brought up in direct examination to warrant this line of questioning.
Well, I'll just have to rule again myself there. Objection sustained.
Yes,
all fair. Right, that's all, Harry. Leave the witness stand.
All right. But I think it's up there that gum robot that broke down the fence and let the bull out in the first place.
All right, all right. You're off the witness stand, Ari. Just take your seat over there.
Dadgummit. Nobody can tell me what happened.
All right, Squire, you can call your next witness. Let me get back on my judge's bench first, though.
Yes. Well, Your Honor, I don't see my next witness here right now. However, I was planning to call Mr. Cedric Weehunt, but apparently he has been delayed.
Well, in that case, the court will recess for 5 minutes or so to give everybody a chance to stretch. All them wanting refreshments can purchase same from the clerk of the courts, Mr. Spears. Come on, Abner, come on back here. I want to talk to you.
You know, back in the feed room.
How many times do I have to tell you that ain't the feed room now? That's the judge's chamber.
Oh, excuse me.
Hurry up, come on in here.
Yeah. You want me to close the door?
No, they can't hear us.
Oh.
Well, what do you think now, Abner? I done pretty good, didn't I?
I reckon so. I don't know what you done, though.
Well, I got them worried, I know that.
You have?
I could tell it by the way Squire started objection to what I was saying to Art. That's always a good sign.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about that other charge you talked yourself into the other day, Lomet, and where you had me practical guilty of trying to bribe a justice of the peace?
Well, about all we can do on that is just ignore it and hope that Squire won't bring it up.
Oh, I hope so.
I think I adjourned court that day quick enough to stop it from going too far.
Yeah, you adjourned it before the trial got started, hardly.
Well, that's the only thing I could do. Nothing like that would happen today, though.
No, but I hope not. I still think it'd be a better idea, Lum, to try to settle with Ira for $100 like he wanted in the first place.
No, it's too late for that, Ab. Just stop worrying now. I've got this thing under control. No matter what testimony Squire and his witnesses study up, I'll study up something that'll get around it. Just leave it to me.
Yeah, that's about all I can do now.
Come on, we better get back in there and start up the trial again.
Yeah, let's get the thing over with. I want to find out how much this is going to cost me.
It won't cost you a cent. Just mark my words. All right, folks, settle down. Court's in session again. Has your witness got here yet, Squire?
No, he hasn't, Your Honor. He seems to be delayed. However, we will pass him for the present, and I would like to call Mr. Milford Spears.
All right, fine.
Mr. Milford Spears, to the witness stand. Mr. Milford Spears, Mr. Hey, that's me. What am I doing here?
Just take the stand, Grandpap.
Well, wait, I got to swear myself in first. Don't forget I'm the clerk of the courts.
Go ahead and do that, then.
Yeah. In the testimony you're about to give in this trial, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? I do. You sure you do? Of course I do. All right, then. Sit down. Yes, sir.
Mr. Spears, you are acquainted with the defendant, Mr. Abner Peabody, are you not?
Oh, yeah. I've known the little varmint for years.
Did you ever see Mr. Peabody operating in a machine called Robert the Robot?
Oh, yeah. Lots of time. Sure.
Did you ever notice the robot commit any acts of violence?
How's that now?
Did you ever see the robot break up anything, Grandpap? Well, like a Cracker Barrel, for instance.
I object. That's a leading question. Besides, it's unmaterial and unelephant and ain't got nothing to do with Irish Bull.
Your Honor, I'm merely trying to prove that the robot has exhibited strength sufficient to permit him to kill a bull. As for the leading question, I believe you're right, Your Honor, and I'll withdraw it and rephrase it.
That's better.
Mr. Spears, did you ever see the robot in action in the store? And if so, what did he do?
Well, if you mean did he break the Cracker Barrel, he sure done it.
Yes.
He picked that pigeon thing up and crushed it like it was a box of Cracker Jacks.
Was Mr. Peabody operating the robot at that time?
Of course he was. Had a peculiar look in his eye, too. Might not scare the daylights out of me.
Did you ever see the robot commit any other acts of violence?
What do you mean, Squire?
Outside the store, Grandpap. Outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean now. Yes, sir. Yeah, one day Abner sent Robert the Robot over to our place to deliver some groceries, and when I went out in front to take the basket off of Robert's arm, the spavin-legged thing turned around and caught me by my suspenders and dragged me down the road and half-killed me.
It never neither half-killed you.
Hush up, Abner.
And was Mr. Peabody operating the robot at the time this happened, Mr. Spears?
Of course he was. The little varmint done it on a purpose, too.
I never done no such a thing.
Abner, watch yourself.
All right, that's all the questions, Mr. Spears. Your witness, Mr. Edwards.
All right, but first I want to say a couple of things as judge. In the first place, this witness here is prejudiced. He knows good and well that the only reason Abner ever sent the robot out on the streets was to deliver groceries. And in the second place, Mr. Skimp, you're wasting your time showing that Abner was running the robot when these other things happened. Because I can prove to you that he wasn't running it. I know he wasn't running it when Irish Bull was killed because the radio control box was busted.
Right, now, just a minute, Your Honor. I object to this. This is all very unethical.
I don't care what it is. It's the truth. And that's what this court bases everything on, is the truth.
Yeah, all right, I'll accept that. But now, let's get it straight now. First, you say that the robot was being used to deliver groceries.
Yes, sir, and that's all.
All right. In that case, then, it was a conveyance. You might class it as a delivery truck, a vehicle.
That's right.
Then you say that Mr. Peabody wasn't operating it at the time the bull was killed.
No, he wasn't. He couldn't. The control was busted.
Was anybody else with the robot at the time the accident occurred?
No, not that I know of. Cedric had been running along ahead of it, phoning in to Abner and telling him when to make the robot turn corners, but Cedric had plumb lost track of it.
In other words, then, the robot was unattended.
Yeah. Nobody had nothing to do with it.
Did Mr. Peabody turn the mechanism or motor or whatever you call it off at that time?
No, I told you the control box was busted, so he couldn't possibly have had a thing to do with it.
Yes. Your Honor, may I call your attention to Section 6637 of the Code of Regulation of Motor Vehicles. I quote, "It shall be unlawful to leave any such motor vehicle without an attendant upon any public highway without shutting off entirely the motor, engines, or engine. Any person violating the provisions of this section shall, upon conviction,
court's adjourned,
be fined in any sum."
Squire, I said court's adjourned. That means adjourned. Stop, quit, end it. Come on, Abner, back in the judge's chambers.
Well, the harder Lung works to defend Abner, the deeper he seems to get him into trouble. This keeps up, Abner won't have a chance. So join us on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, a housewife said to me the other day, "I'm so confused, I don't know which vitamins to buy." Well, that's easy. Just ask for the vitamin product that combines prescription quality and low cost with single capsule a day convenience. Ask at any drugstore for one a day brand multiple vitamins. Vitamins, you know, are vital to good nutrition. The foundation of good health is good nutrition. But unfortunately, it can be that your food isn't supplying all the necessary vitamins. You see, it's been found there may be a shortage of vitamins in most diets. If your diet is short on vitamins, that's one reason your energy may seem below par. Digestion sluggish, you may feel tired and nervous too often. Or your resistance to colds and other infections may seem low. Be sure they single one-a-day vitamin capsule each day. It's easy and economical. Actually, the cost is only $1 a month. So get a $2, 60-capsule package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamins from your druggist. Then start every day with one-a-day. After 60 days, if you're not satisfied, return the package to your druggist and get your money back. Remember, start every day with one-a-day.